Everybody ready to connect? To connect the dots. That's right. You know, if one lies to you, that one lies back. Hey, that's connecting the dots. Government tells you lies, makes bad laws, you have to suffer. That's a connection of dots. Are you connecting the dots? I'm always connecting the dots. I can't help it, you know? I see what's going on around the world, and the dots connect themselves. Hey, this is Tom Edison speaking here. The name of the show is Connect the Dots. This is BBS Internet Radio. That's right, BBS. As in snake, with a big hiss. Anyhow, here's something I rarely talk about. There was a real cute video on Twitter of a squirrel coming up to a person with a water bottle, and he stands up on his feet and he puts his hands out, and the squirrel's begging, like, give me a drink of water, you know? And sure enough, the person responds, puts the bottle down to the squirrel, and then he gulps it down, you know? It was just, like, amazing. That's the best impersonation of a human I ever saw a squirrel do. And then when he was done guzzling the water, man, he skirted out of there, put it in overdrive, and shot so fast across the street like he was energized. That must have been energized water he was drinking. And we can go from energized to generalized. You know, that's... you see a lot of these generalized statements if you're driving out there on the roadway. Stay home and save lives. You know, they're wasting your taxpayers' money to, spend the cost of the electricity to run these electric signs that are just nothing but totalitarian harassment. You know, hey, who would have ever thought America's government would become totalitarian? But it has. Just look at all the governors, pretty much all of them, you know. We could count on one hand the number of governors that have not turned into totalitarian assholes. That's right. There is no better word for it. We could call them traitors, too. We could call them dirtbags. We could call them all kinds of names because they have become totalitarian dictators. Who could we give the crown to? Probably, what's his name? Gavin Boy from California. Yeah, he's almost as bad as the Canadian jerk, Trudeau, along with his cousin Macron from France. And it's, you know, I watch the news. We all do. Can't help it now. just can't help it. They want to just drum beat this coronavirus into your brain and get you to wear that mask at any cost, you know? I mean, what's next? They're going to hire the police to knock on every door and look in with a video camera, just like in the movie 1984, and make sure everyone is wearing masks even in their house. Yeah. I don't know if anybody ever saw that movie 1984, but... the movie I saw, the version of that everybody had to have a TV screen inside their house with the government, a two-way TV screen, you know, like Skype, where the government could look in and see what you're doing to make sure you weren't doing anything that they didn't approve of. Can you believe this? Well, this is where we're headed. We're not that far away from it already. I mean, there's Snoopy in people's houses already, for those of you who don't know. Many of you have computers, you know, with the camera on the top. You leave your computer on 24/7. Anybody who knows how to hack, which includes the government, can look into your house and listen and see what you're doing. That's right, you know. Whenever I use a computer, I make sure there's a piece of tape over the camera because... the technology exists. If the machine is turned on, they can snoop into you without you even knowing about them. In fact, some of these new machines, they can turn them on remotely. So that's how careful we have to be in this world. You know, the joke is the washing machine is listening to you. Well, it might be. Are you going to take apart the top and the back to make sure? You might have to do that to know for sure. That's how bad it's gotten. Hey, this is the call-in radio show. If you have a telephone, you can participate. And participation in life is important. That's right. If you're not participating in life, what the hell are you doing, you know? I mean, really? Are you just a brain-dead worker slave? I mean, I don't get it, you know? If anything, you went to public school, you must have learned a little about participation there. You know, not that the teacher was educating you, but maybe the class clowns were educating you, you know? Get everybody laughing at something. Well, that was participation. Can you remember back then? Of course, school, you know, like it used to be, there will be no more class clowns. There will be no more students. And, you know, just a bunch of mindless robots willing to sit there with a mask on. Hey, parents, if you have children, don't send them back to school. Forget it. It'll never be what it used to be. In fact, that's the only reason. The main reason why people, it was thought for good for your children to be going to school, because they'd have the social experience. You know, even though it wasn't pleasant for some of them, you know, but it was a social atmosphere for young people, and you were getting to socialize with people your own age. But there will be no more socialization in school than what they have planned, you know. So you might as well let your kids learn from home. And, I mean, I'm sure that creates problems for parents, because now you have to, once you start going back to work, you have to have babysitters. That costs extra money, you know. Public school was free. But it'll never go back to where it was, especially with the government in charge. In fact, government, at this point, government is obsolete, really. Yeah, they don't serve us. They serve themselves. They serve the bribe money. They're just so ignorant, the people in charge of government positions. So let's just take the governors for a chance. I mean, you have to say it. These governors are brain-dead dumb, you know? They might mean well. They might have good intentions, but they don't know. Their ass on the hole ground. They don't know what the hell they're talking about. They bought the bullshit line, hook and sinker. And they're willing to go out there and make laws to destroy your lives based on unscientific information, based on the so-called experts lying to everyone, based on misinformation. And they're making their decisions based on misinformation and based on liars, doctors and liar scientists and psychopaths like Bill the Devil Gates, yeah. And his satanic wife, yeah. Hey, I have to call her satanic, you know, nothing personal, but just anybody who wears a cross, you know, a crucifix necklace with the cross positioned upside down, you're just telling the world that you're satanic by doing that. There is no other reason to do it, so you're satanic. And Bill, you've earned the name Devil. Bill the Devil Gates. I have to say it, you know. And you know what it's all about. 10 years ago, I don't know, maybe it was longer than that, 15 years ago, who knows. Somebody threw a pie in his face back when he was with the computer companies, you know. And because of that, like some cartoon mad scientist, he is seeking revenge against humanity and wants to poison everybody, if not kill them, with his deadly vaccines. Yep, that's why he goes on TV and boldly says that, yeah, I want to depopulate the world. I want to force everyone to take my vaccines. And, of course, there's a moment that turned him into a psychopath. When he got hit with that cream pie in the face, he was... he couldn't take it, you know. And he, in his heart, he sought revenge against humanity because they threw a pie in my face. Not that he didn't deserve it, but that psychopath needs to be they need to take away his membership card to the human race. He needs to be on the first transport to Mars. We don't want to wait that long. Send him up to the moon tomorrow. Come on, we have the teleport equipment to do that, teleportation equipment. You know, I've talked about this before, but this is an educational show. You need to have to be reminded. Everybody has to be reminded now and then, because you'll never hear this on mainstream media. Teleportation travel became a fact here in the United States back in 1972, when they teleported somebody from the secret location, one of the port cities, military bases, I think, out in California, to a town called Woodridge, New Jersey. Something only 10 miles from New York City. I think it was the ITT Center, International Telegraph and Telephone Institute, and they received it there, and it was a success. So they've been using teleportation technologies back since 1972. I mean, that's what I recommend, that Devil Gates be put into one of these boxes and send him to the moon or some other place that's willing to accept him. you know, he's really a puppet for the New World Order, and he hates people and he wants to get rid of us, since his logo is on the side of his corporate headquarters, dedicated to depopulating humanity. And the Agenda 21 with the New World Order, you know, and you connect that. This is called Connect the Dots. You connect that with the Georgia Stones that recommend the population of the world be kept at 500 million. Well, at 8 billion people, we have to get rid of 95% of humanity to get down to 500 million. So you see how, we're not making this up here. It's all out there, and of course, the dark side always likes to advertise what they're going to do beforehand. And I was walking around on Halloween one night, and I saw, you know, everybody goes bananas with the decorating their front yards now. It's all people can do, because trick or treating isn't what it used to be. It's too dangerous. Homes for people who had the money, they'll decorate, and they're vying for the town prize. Like, they'll decorate their whole front yard with tombstones, giant spiders, inflammable monsters, and everything you can possibly think of. And I remember walking by this one house a number of years ago, and they had this zombie character out leaning on a tombstone in the front yard, and the caption was coming out of his mouth: "I told you I was crazy." And he had that crazy look in his eyes. Well, that's pretty much how the dark side works. They want to let you know they're crazy, and they announce what they're going to do beforehand. That's what Agenda 21 announcement was about. That's what the Georgia Stones announcement was about. And that's what all their other dirty deeds are announced about. You know, before the Twin Towers were knocked down, this scenario was being put out in movies. It was being put out in cartoons, and plenty of cartoons. And just like today, like a lot of the things that show up in the Simpsons show, they're putting them out there before they happen. And that's all being done on purpose, giving you fair warning. Hey, we warned you. Hey, I told you I was crazy. That's how it works. You know, I'm connecting the dots for you here, but you ought to be able to figure this out for yourself. Hey, has anybody figured out how to dial... key and a phone number? Hey, the number here is 888-627-6008. If you have something interesting to say. If not, hey, I can ramble on for hours. In fact, one of my shows last year, I believe it was, whatever, whenever it was, go search the shows, you'll find it. You got nothing to do? One of my shows, I don't know, I was just left on the air. You know, it came time to sign off. I did the countdown. The engineer didn't turn the show off. So I just kept talking. I went into the second hour and then into the third hour. And then finally, I believe the engineer came back on, and we talked for a bit. One of his friends talked for a bit. And then I finally said, you know, 2.5 hours, I've had my fill. Can we just end this? But I was able to go for 2.5 hours without running out of things to talk about. So 1 hour, this 1 hour show, it's a cakewalk for somebody like me. I just have, you know, I've got a lot of knowledge. I can just keep talking and talking and talking. And it's no big deal. Before I know it, the show's over. But if you, the listener, has something important to say, and any time a listener ever has called up, they have had something important to say, we can expand the conversation into perhaps new areas of talk. And there's a million and one things to talk about. I said this last week, but I'll repeat it again. You know, when you think about it, you can imagine anything. Think on that. And we all know what the word infinity means, and there are an infinite number of things to talk about because we're living in an infinite universe. And many of us have souls in this universe. Many of us probably don't have souls. Not everyone has a soul, but I have a soul. The chances are if you're a human, you have a soul. I mean real human, not clone human. Clones probably don't have souls. Yeah, what do I know? I'm not a clone. Ask a clone. That could be a TV show, Ask the Clone, you know, or a comedy show. Anyhow, we're talking about souls here right now. I'd like to just introduce the what's known as the soul invocation, at least the one I know. There might be others. And it goes like this. Something that you recite. I guess you could look in the mirror and talk to yourself, or you could just say it. You know, write it down on a piece of paper and say it, speak it out loud. So the soul invocation that I know goes like this. I am the soul. I am divine light. I am divine love. I am divine will. I am divine design. Yeah, that rhymes too. I am divine design. It's a rhyme in time. Oh, yeah. Hey, you want to be smart? Don't be stupid. just a reminder, smart meters are smart meters are dangerous to your health. It would be smart if you got rid of your smart meter if you have one on your house. Or if you're living in a building where there are smart meters there and you can't get rid of them, move. Because smart meters create dirty electricity. That's what it's called. And they put out harmful vibrations. So get away from those smart meters. They won't make you smarter. They'll destroy your health. And that's the public service message for the day or the evening, depending on your time zone. Hey, you know, I mentioned it a couple weeks ago, but sometimes you have to mention these things again. Actually, in Great Britain, the UK, the UK, short for United Kingdom, a real newspaper was established just a week or two ago. It's called Britannia. Hey, look it up on the internet. Britannia, where they're not afraid to speak about the real news, about the atrocities going on that government isn't handling. I mean, the government doesn't handle anything anymore except issuing totalitarian decrees and arresting innocent people. Yeah, you know. That's about all they do. They don't fight crime anymore. No siree. They harass innocent people. And there are special experts that are doing that over in the United Kingdom right now. So they desperately need a free speaking newspaper. And Britannia is that newspaper. Finally, a newspaper that tells the truth. We don't have any truthful newspapers in America anymore, I don't think. Hey, New York Times sold out. Yeah, they're corporate-controlled, New World Order puppets, whether they want to believe it or not. Just like most of the governors in America are New World Order puppets now, whether they know it or not. You know, they all get in front of the TV and they try to talk that politically correct conversation, making like they're really concerned about you. All great intentions, all good intentions. Well, of course, not all of them said that, but even the ones that do. And let me remind everybody, there's an old saying, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. You know, good intentions themselves are not enough. They have to be followed up with good actions, and all the actions of the governors in America are bad actions. And I just got to say that, and it needs to be repeated a few times. There should be lawsuits against all the governors going on right now, you know? And as I always point out every week, you know, California is the worst. You've got so many New World Order puppets, starting with the governor on down there, bad people in government, don't know what to do. All the decisions they make are wrong. What showed up this past week during the news? Oh, San Francisco. Oh, what a shithole that place has been turned into. Who do you have to blame? The mayor and all the other jerks that are part of the government. I have to call them jerks. They decided a solution to the homeless people on the street. Let's shack them up a whole mess of them at taxpayers' expense, of course, in a hotel. And, of course, with no supervision, all hell broke loose. You know, women were getting raped, out-of-control drug parties, people crapping on beds. Yeah, and I don't think they still solved the situation. They just let it continue like that, you know. It's at least people don't see it happening, you know. Yeah, that's your brilliant government people in San Francisco. Or was it Sacramento? I don't know. I mean, what's the difference? It's government all over California. I mean, yeah, let's send the police down to the beach and harass everybody that wants to get some fresh air and sunshine, which is good for your health. No, of course, you know, we could, half of that's correct. Whether it's debatable, the air is still fresh in California. So many chemtrail planes flying over. Anyhow, you know, see, they're getting everybody. The people that want to destroy humanity, they're getting us from all angles, you know. He used to write songs about that back in the 60s, protest songs, you know. Poison in the air, poison in the water, poison in the food, yeah. I think it was a song, I don't know, Ball of Confusion or something. But it's reality now. They're poisoning the water continuously, and they're not. They want to poison it more. You know, all waters are basically chlorinated. Public water systems or tap water are chlorinated, and that creates about 400 or more poisons. And that was proven over 50 years ago. And but they're not satisfied with that. They want to make sure they want to have all the water systems now also poisoned with fluoride. You know, fluoride is really a toxic chemical. It's a poison, and it's one of the ingredients in rat poison. How about that? Let's throw some rat poison in your drinking water. And unfortunately, some people still drink water out of the tap. Everybody pretty much washes their dishes and stuff with that. And I wash my dishes with rat poison tainted water. Yeah. Well, that's what they want to do. And then they lie to you and tell you, oh, it's good for you. Well, you won't get cavities. What the hell's the point? Who cares about cavities if you're destroying your whole body? And the big thing with fluoride, it destroys your pineal gland, you know? The thing that's shaped in the shaped like a pine cone. It's inside your brain. That's why they call it the pineal gland, P-I-N-E-A-L, because it's shaped like a pine cone. It has 108 facets, for those of you who didn't know. You know, that's an important number. You know, the basic breakdown would be 9 by 12. And 12 is a magical number for many reasons. If you don't know why, hey, read my book, Connect the Dots Theory. I explain things like that. That's why I talk about my book. You know, I don't make any money off it, really. The book printers make the money and stuff like that. Unless I'm selling millions of copies, I'm not making crap off this book. You know, but it's out there. That wasn't the point, to make money. The point was to educate the general public. It's a very educational book. It tells you all the things they'll never tell you in school, public school, and all the things they don't even tell you in college. It's a free education, almost. You know, I don't know. You can. I think Walmart sells it for $5 or something like that. Through Amazon or something. It's on Google Play. You can go to Barnes & Noble and buy the actual book, which I recommend because you can study the pictures better and faster when you have them all right in front of you. And you can just flip the pages faster than you can flip a screen. And some things you can do faster than computers. And then you, it's better at looking at a real picture than looking at a screen. You know, screens are bad for your health, in case you haven't been told. But screens at one time were good. You know, back in the old TV days things, they had the cathode ray tubes. And it's been theorized, or maybe it's science, I don't know, that the cathode ray tube itself was activating parts of the human brain in young children who were growing up at that time. And we don't have those cathode ray televisions anymore. So there might have been something good to the electronics there. But staring at these, you know, LCD screens, and they're flashing at you when you find out the detail. They're flashing on and off like, you know, 10,000 times a second or something like that. This is bad for your eyes, you know. You have to be at a considerable distance from that. So that's why I tell people, go out and buy the real book, you know. And, hey, it'll be an experience. How many people have books anymore, you know? They're a rare commodity. They're going the way of the dinosaurs. The only books you're going to find are, I mean, there are no more open libraries. There'll always be digital libraries, but the open libraries where the real books are, or you might be able to get a glimpse of one in a museum. Artifacts from the 20th century and 19th century. Or artifacts from the last 2,000 years, books. That's right. But hey, my Connect the Dots Theory is in book form. I mean, sure, it costs more money, but so it might be $20. Like, what's the big deal? You know, you waste $20 going to buy a bad meal at the fast food place, and I wouldn't be doing too much more of that because, first of all, they're not cheap anymore, the fast food places, and they're mixing their meat with the human meat and horse meat. And they've been caught in the last couple of months. Of course, everybody forgot about that because there's only one news item in the world today, coronavirus. They could write a song about it, blame it on the coronavirus. I'm telling you, it's there. Somebody should record that. Here's an interesting news item. I share things on this program, believe it or not, because in sharing, I'm teaching at the same time, and my scope of observing covers a wide area. I'm not just living in a box with blinders on. This is what I came across. Somebody on Twitter, I do learn a few things on Twitter, posted one of the famous Nostradamus quatrains, or whatever he used to call them, one of his predictions. Quatrains, one of his predictions, the famous Nostradamus, and he had a prediction that is just so on the money for what's happening now. You know, it talks about the time, calls it a double year. Well, 2020 is a double year. And just down the list, he mentions all the bad things happening. There's going to be a plague. Well, we could call coronavirus kind of a plague, even though it's an artificial plague induced on purpose for control of the populace. It just continues down the line, prediction after prediction. It's going to destroy the world economy. Now, what a prediction that is. And coronavirus, the plague, has destroyed the world economy. Look it up, you know. It's out there on Twitter somewhere, or just look up Nostradamus's predictions. I think it starts in a double year. Look up for the one with the double year, and that's our year, 2020. And one that has a plague in it, and one that has the destruction of the world economy. I mean, you're hitting the nail on. He was hitting the nail on the head. And of course, if anybody doesn't know why Nostradamus is so famous as a predictor of the future. After he died, everybody knew he was buried somewhere in a cemetery in France, right next to Jim Morrison. Yeah, right, in time travel. And anyhow, there was some, group of kids, college students or whatever, university students, whatever they called them back in that day, that... in the 1700s, I believe it was, and he was from the 1500s, Nostradamus. He had made some predictions regarding to his tomb being broken into, and of course it was a rumor, I think that's why they broke into his tomb. If you took his skull and drank out of it, you could gain his wisdom or something like that. Poured some liquor into his wine, or whatever they poured it into, wine, probably France. So they broke into his coffin, and lo and behold, when they opened up the top of the coffin, dug it out, and when they opened up the top of the coffin, what did they find? They found his hands, his dead hands, holding a plaque over his chest, and on the plaque was written the exact date that his coffin was going to be opened. Wow, you can't get better predicting than that. And so goes the story, a prediction prophet who proved his word beyond belief. So anyhow, so much for that. That's a good reason to call in. If you have any great more information about Nostradamus, hey, call in. We'll talk about it. And I just like to remind everybody, this is Connect the Dots radio show. And the purpose of connecting the dots is so we can make some sense of all this annoying shit that's happening in this world. And there's plenty of it, you know. And I want to remind people, next time you have on the boob tube or see a video on the internet, knowing that that annoying Dr. Fake Flossy, comes on and tries to give you some information, or psychopath Bill Gates is on there trying to convince you to take his deadly vaccine that will be showing up shortly everywhere, Walmart, CVS. We'll give it away because they want to kill you. So, you know, why would they also, would they want to give it away? They would either want to make you sick or kill you. That's vaccine world. There should be a magazine out there called Vaccine World. Yeah, you know, they could, Bill Gates could be on the cover. Dr. Pawlowski could be on the cover. Vaccine World. That's right. All the stories would be why to try to convince you to roll up your arm and take the poison. So anyhow, you know, don't believe these guys. So connecting the dots here, let me connect the dots with these two guys and vaccines. They all connect together. Gates holds... I mean, you can't ignore these dots I'm going to connect here. Gates holds the patent for the coronavirus vaccine. All right, got that. The man is promoting the vaccines to stop you from being affected by the coronavirus, holds the patent to the virus. Now, I'll be. And Dr. Fake Fauci holds the patent to the COVID-19 version of the virus that incorporates 120 receptors, as opposed to the basic virus, which only has, I think, 6. And the 120 receptors are a copy of the HIV AIDS virus. So what has Dr. Fauci done and filed the patent for? He took the 120 receptors of an AIDS virus and somehow implanted them onto Bill Gates's coronavirus, and they came up with this COVID-19 that's it's causing difficulties for some people. Of course, everybody, there's a 99% success rate, which mainstream media doesn't want to tell you, but it's out there everywhere else. So, well, let's just connect it. So both of those clowns, those liars, those deceivers, those traitors to humanity are lying to you about everything, and they never bother to mention that they both hold vaccine patents, and the two patents are connected together, you know. And they're all both promoting vaccines, by which they both have a share in making money. And let's connect the dots further. Bill Gates, it's known that Bill Gates donated $14 million to Dr. Fauci, and Bill Gates also donated $18 million to the CDC. Hey, talk about bribing people with big money. And the CDC, you know, that's our, those are people in America that are supposed to be in charge. The CDC, they're supposed to be in control of disease control organizations, supposed to be monitoring infectious diseases and protecting us from them. Well, how much are they going to protect us from a virus that they've been bribed $18 million really to just look the other way? And the only thing the CDC is going to recommend is everybody get a vaccine because they've been bribed to do that. I mean, really? These things connect so easily. I mean, they just fall into place. But remember what I've told you here, because that's why you can't trust these people. That's why you can't trust the CDC. It's a rubber stamp organization. You know, just like the FDA, Federal Drug Administration, a rubber stamp organization. I might have told the story before, but I've heard it from the people who have the inside information. You know, you're all consuming poisons in the foods you eat out there more than you realize, especially soft drinks. They're practically all loaded with that fake sugar thing. In fact, people go out of their way to get that fake sugar thing. I even forget what it's called because I avoid sugar. I don't even put it in coffee. I avoid real sugar, and I certainly avoid the fake sugars. And it's whatever it is. Just look at your can of soda. It'll be in there. In order to get past, you know, approval to be put into sodas, you know, human consumption, they had to get an FDA approval. So the prescribed method was you had to give rats, you know, 100 cans of soda a day and see if they can handle it. and all the rats got tumors in their brains. So no matter, regardless of how many cans of soda they gave them. So here's how they got FDA approval. And the company that makes this fake sugar replacement paid a surgeon to take all the to take surgically remove all the brain tumors out of the test rats, and then they presented their evidence. And the FDA, because they don't do any research of their own, and they're probably just rubber stamped it without even looking at anything. You know, maybe they could have noticed there was surgery performed on the dead rats. But they didn't notice that, and they just proved that, and it's in all your sodas now. Yeah. Start looking at the soda cans. You might want to stop drinking soda. So it's the rats proved. The rat case is proved. The poor test rats proved to us by dying, they all got brain cancer. So that's the kind of trash they put in your in the food nowadays. And the FDA is nothing but a rubber stamp. They don't care. The biggest joke is they don't do any testing of their own, you know? And they obviously don't pay attention to what they're being presented. But that's how our world operates. There's plenty of people nowadays on the Internet who know real health care has nothing to do with insurance policies, has nothing to do with pharmaceutical concoctions. It has to do with the real knowledge of what keeps a human body healthy. You know, I tweeted on Twitter all the time, vaccines are logical, and I defy anybody to prove to me otherwise. I get no challenges, but they wouldn't get anywhere anyhow, because when you really understand how a human body maintains health and what you have to do to maintain your health as a human, but you have to, first of all, avoid all the negative stuff, which is pretty difficult nowadays, all the stuff infected with poisons and stuff. But a human body consists of five overlaid, you know, it's your physical body overlaid with four other bodies. Now, that's the real body that you have to deal with. All physical manifestations of problems are a direct result of your energy body being weakened. And that's why you people get problems with their bodies. Their body is trying to tell them something. You know, your subconscious mind knows everything that's going on within your body, and it tries to do the easiest way to get you to pay attention is to cause something. I mean, it's a pimple on your face, or you got swollen legs, or whatever. You know, they're trying to tell you. Your body's trying to tell you something. And because it doesn't have an actual voice of its own, but it can cause symptoms to make you think that there's something wrong. Now, that's understanding real health care. And now we also have the psychic surgeons out there that know how to, that really reality can be changed by the power of the mind. Of course, you have to train yourself to be that good. It requires a lot of work, and people are lazy because we're living in a world where we were born and everything was at our fingertips, and we didn't have to suffer to get it. but we're paying for it in other ways. Everyone's health is being destroyed on purpose by the fanatics that want to destroy humanity, at least 95% of us. They need 5% to work the machines and do the slave labor. Yeah, and that's all we're good for as the world controllers are. And in case you haven't noticed, well, you're not going to notice it, but just for the record, those of us that are aware of what's going on, the big picture, and part of the world control thing is the bad ETs. There's a couple of the groups. It's not just the reptilians. There's the Dracos and of course, the totally invisible demonic beings. So it's a triple whammy, basically. And there's a few others, the Greys, they're in there somewhere. And we have all these bad entities on Earth, and they're all part of the world control program. You know, demonic beings use their telepathic abilities and trickery to control key players on the board. If you look at Earth, it's a chessboard. I call it, earthly living chess. You know, it's kind of like chess. You control, if you know the game of chess, there's certain pieces on the chessboard that are more powerful than others, are more useful. And it's how it is in this world. If you're the ruler of a country, you're a useful piece on the earthly chessboard. And you can be sure that you're being targeted by demonic beings. There's electronic mind control tricks that the New World Order deploys upon world leaders. And there's places like Washington, D.C., where they get the whole town under mind control with the obelisk. You know, why don't you know about that? Probably because you didn't read my book, Connect the Dots Theory. It explains that obelisks are mind-control devices, and it explains why. It doesn't take that much, you know. If you have a high school education, or even maybe a junior high school education, you ought to be able to understand why the Washington Monument is a mind-control device, just on the information in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. You know, hey, I don't like to read books. You know, it took me years to put this book together because, first of all, I don't like to read books, but I ended up reading about over 25 great books. But most of the knowledge, that only supplied me with half the knowledge in the book. The other half is my experiences in life. You know, in fact, more than 50% of the book is my experiences in life and my ability to connect the dots. That's why my book is called Connect the Dots Theory. And basically, even a junior high school person can understand how easily I explain things in that book. And anybody ought to be able to understand once you read my book that when you got a tall obelisk with a pyramid shape on top, and that is part of the definition of an obelisk, you have a broadcaster and a receiver. So those who have access to the sophisticated electronic technologies can broadcast all kinds of bad frequencies into that obelisk, and it amplifies it out there over the whole town. That's why the obelisk was placed in the exact center of Washington, D.C., or what used to be the exact center. You know, start paying attention to Washington, D.C. It's a very amazing place. The more you look, the more evil it becomes. I mean, why would you build a city that's 45 degrees out of kilter with the cardinal directions? Well, that's explained in my book, too, under Chapter 5, Mark of the False Gods. The false gods love to be out of sync with the cardinal directions because that's as far away. When you set up something anywhere in the universe, that's as far away as you can get from God. And the anti-God creatures don't want to be separate themselves as far away from God as possible because they want to play God. And because the universe is, and our universe, other universes, and the gigantic whole universe is all connected via cardinal directions. Everything is in sync with the cardinal directions except these oddities that are created on purpose to be out of sync with the whole universe. So, in fact, now that I've explained that to you, but to get the details, get my book, Connect the Dots Theory. You know, I mean, it's there. You know, for the little amount of money you have to pay to get it, I mean, it's there. You can get an education and then begin to understand why nothing ever gets done running right in Washington. It's right there. Once you start studying the map of Washington, D.C., how it's placed 45 degrees out of kilter, the fact that the direct center has an obelisk, tallest obelisk in the world. It's a mind-control device. And the technologies exist to use that as a mind-control device more than you ever imagined. Come on, I talked about this before. I even talked about it on my videos. You know, hey, I remember running for president. Go to my website, 2020presidenttominnison.com. I've got five 1 to 2 minute videos on there where I talk about it. Mind control, you know, and the sophistication of it. But I even talk more about it in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. But if you don't want to spend a dime, just go to my website, you know, and click on the videos. You know, I got an information bar as soon as you get to my site. No, you don't have to go looking for it. Right at the top, you know, there's a picture of me as a child in front of the White House. And right on the top, the information bar, location bar, and just go to the video thing and watch the five short videos. The first one is 30-second comedy. I guarantee you'll laugh at that. But the four to follow is, they listen for you when you're on there. You just go to the one you want. When you want to learn about the mind control, you want to learn about taking care of everyone, they're, minute and a half, something like that, each one, because I know not to make things too long. And you'll gain a better understanding. And then maybe once you gain that understanding, you'd like to learn a little more, then you'd consider spending $5 at Walmart or whatever, Amazon, to get my book, Connect the Dots Theory, or the e-book for $7 or $8 or whatever the hell it is, you know. Because it's knowledge. When you gain more knowledge, you gain power. And the individual, you, the listener, the individual needs to gain some knowledge and power, because we all need to put our individual knowledge and individual powers together to defeat the enemy. The New World Order, the 1% ruling class, less than 1% that ruled this whole planet, you know, and that less than 1%, even a portion of that is reptilians and Dracos and other bad entities. And of course, the demonic spirits are out there, and those groups are controlling every government in the friggin' world right now. You don't have to look too far to see that politicians are making the one stupid mistake after another, and none of them have any solutions to anything. Because they've all been nullified and turned into zombies, idiots, puppets themselves. And they might not like hearing that, but I'm going to tell it like it is, you know? And that translates into chain of command systems are being used against us. Our own chain of command systems are being used against us. That is how bad it is, you know? Hey, if it's any worse, there's still a couple minutes left. Call in and tell me about how it's any worse than what I said, and I've explained it pretty well. And meanwhile, on a good note, hey, I've got 17 videos out there on YouTube. They're educational. They're entertaining. Watch them. They're for free. What the hell you want for free? You know, and I claim to be more inventive and more entertaining than any other artist that ever put videos out there. Hey, take the test and see for yourself. All you have to do is go to YouTube, make the music choice, and key in the names of my videos, or just key in videos by Tom Edison. But you got to do it like that. You got to go to YouTube.com. I'm not famous enough just to... there's one or two of my songs. You can actually just go to Google, type in the name of the song, and it shows up. I think I Want You to Be My Idol might be one of them. But, hey, I Want You to Be My Idol. Actually, that's the end of that song, and that's the beginning of my show. That's Spacey Guitar. playing. But most of the songs, you know, because I'm not a national world personality, you're going to have to go to YouTube.com first and then click on the music button and then, you know, punch in the name of the song or just punch in songs by Tom Edison and they'll bring up a few for you or whatever, bring up the whole list. I got 17. By next week, I'll have 18 up there. And this next video I'm putting out, it's a music video. All my videos are music videos. All original music. And it's a unique video. No one has ever put one out like this. And it's educational at the same time, but at the same time it has music worth listening to in it. In fact, it'll be an instrumental music background, no singing for those of you who like instrumentals. Well, I just had to say that because, hey, the information is out there. That's why I started writing songs a long time ago. You know, I wanted to make great statements. I wanted to write songs that were fun to sing. I wanted to write songs that had messages, you know. And I did. And I put them out there. And I've got a great collection, and it's going to continue to grow. And what else can I say? Hey, I'm a teacher. You know, I don't have a degree, but everything I say, I'm kind of teaching people things. You know, there's an old saying, we're all teachers. You know, we show somebody something, we're teaching them something. Whether it's... whether it's a gesture or a friendly hello, we're teaching no matter what we do. That's why if you've got children, be careful what you say in front of your kids, because you're teaching them and they will mimic you. And a lot of parents are teaching their kids bad things. Just watch the videos out there. There's a lot of violence going on with kids. And... there's a funny video. I think the hashtag is at Beach Milk, if you can find it, because it's been out for so many weeks now, and it might be hard to find. It didn't have a particular name, but it was, I call it the cell phone video, where everybody in the video is walking around with cell phones. They're filming people, beating people up, filming people, showing their butts off, showing their naked bodies off. And eventually, everybody in the video is... nobody's talking to anybody. The whole world is on a video screen, and at the end, they walk off a cliff watching their video screen. And it's making humor about the fact that people are spending too much time on their iPhones, and we've isolated ourselves. Of course, that was the plan from the beginning, to get everybody into the become unsocial and live their life through their phones. They talk about that on commercials. I didn't talk about commercials. I mean, I watch, you know, free TV because it's free, and there's so many things on it. I watch different shows, but the commercials on all, no matter what station you're watching, no matter what program you're watching, all the commercials are basically two things. The car commercials, that's all right, but... all the other commercials are basically, over 50% of the commercials, I'll say it like that, are big pharma commercials. And they're all advertising products that, you want to cure your pimples or your acne. Yeah, take this drug that we make, but it may cause you to vomit. It may cause you to get dizzy. It may cause you to have heart failure. It may even kill you, but it might be right for you. Ask your doctor. I mean, and they've got about two dozen or more of these jerky products where the side effects are 10 times worse than what you're trying to solve. And they're playing soft music behind it, and they got people smiling. I mean, if you just listen to what they're advertising, well, you've got to be out of your freaking mind. You even want to try one of these products with those side effects. And those are just the side effects they're admitting. But you can't get much worse than possible death. I mean, really, and possible paralyzation, possible your skin will fall off. You know, you might go blind. Why would you want to take a product with those risks? You know, and these are the same people that are going to try to sell you a vaccine. You know, if this is their track record, they make all these products with all these bad side effects. Just imagine how bad the vaccine is going to be, you know. And if you look at the ingredients in vaccines, oh, my God, nothing but poisons. Yeah. I mean, just look at formaldehyde, you know. And now they put in DNA from insects, and they're putting RFID chips in. Do you want the government knowing everywhere you go, you know? That's what RFID chip is. They make them so small, smaller than a grain of rice. That's it. And they're putting nanobots in you that can self-replicate, like some science fiction movie, and they'll be self-replicating inside your body. This is what's going into the vaccines today. Don't ask your doctor, is it okay? What the hell does he know? You know? He says he'll tell you whatever the pharmaceutical companies tell him to tell you, because all the doctors are taking bribe money from the big pharma institutes. I've said this before. I've talked to salespeople who work for big pharma. That's what they do, you know. They walk in the doctor's office. The company makes the appointments. First thing the doctor has, he has a 10-page list of all the perks he wants to sell their products, the ones they recommend for you. And it's the job of the salesman to chew the doctor down to take less than what he wants. And then he comes to some kind of agreement, and then the deal is done. And then when you go to see your doctor, you know, he'll recommend one of these projects he just got bribed to push on you, you know. And he doesn't know the true bad effects of these products. He's fine. How could he possibly know? He doesn't manufacture them. He just believes whatever the pharmaceutical company tells him, or the fact that he's getting bribed to prescribe this product. He'll say, well, I'm not into research. It's not my job to evaluate the safety. I just have to presume it is safe. And these are the people you're trusting. You know, I mean, really, it's all a scam nowadays. Doctors today are not really doctors. They're extensions of the pharmaceutical sales industry. And, of course, evil doctors like Fake Fossey, they're in the New World Order program to really just kill you, you know. And they'll give you, say, anything, because they've been bribed so much big money that they don't even care what they're saying. Hey, just give me some more bribe money and I'll say anything. And this is where it's at. Okay. I hope I've warned everybody about everything. Hey, tell your friends to listen next week. Hey, maybe one of you listeners out there can find somebody who's willing to call in, because during a two-party conversation, sometimes the conversation goes off into newer areas without even trying. Not that I don't have enough areas to talk about, but hey, I enjoy a reciprocative conversation. Sometimes a reciprocative conversation leads to all kinds of amazing things, and participation in life is important. Okay, we're at the end of the show, you know. Again, all the music you hear on my show, it's my music. You can see it, listen to it, and see the videos connected to it on YouTube.com. You know, go there, hit the music button, punch in my name, and look for the videos. Okay, here we go. Here's the countdown, Mr. Engineer. Take us out of here, and I'll talk to everybody next week. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Well, silence is golden, except when I don't hear the theme music at the end. So I guess I don't know. Who knows? The engineer went to the can or something, or who knows what's going on? He got teletransported up into a friendly UFO craft. They want copies of all the shows for free. Another minute, I'll try it again, you know. Eventually, eventually the engineer will hear me say those words, and then he'll click the music on, and that will be the end of the show. But meantime, all right, let's give it one more try. Mr. Engineer, here is the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Oh, I know I was here, took my stand without fear. Clear to the world my ideas, and all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Stand without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, cause I caught their eye.